As everybody is aware, the month that we now approach is the month of Elul. There are two famous customs which is done throughout the Jewish people in the month of Elul. The first is davening. We recite Psalm number 27, the David Hashem Ariv Yishi. So the question is, why? Number two, the custom is in the month of Elul is that we blow the shofar in the morning. Again, why is this done? As everybody is aware of, the month of Elul is supposed to be an opening for Rosh Hashanah. And the main service of the month of Elul is that a person is supposed to check his actions. And so there's a classic Gemara which talks about how anybody has the ability to repentance or teshuvah. The Gemara is in the Sechtos of Avodah Zarah on page Yud Zayin 17, the first side. The Gemara starts as follows. Amru lav Elazar ben Dudai. Said upon an individual's name is Elazar ben Dudai. There was not a prostitute in the world that it was known that he did not have relations with. Then Pam Achas, one time, Shamashi Zona Achas, Bekrecha Hayam, he heard there was a woman in a far off sea, Vahaisa Nutel Kisnidarim Vishara, and she took a huge amount of money with her wage. And Natal Kisdinarim, he took a purse full of money. V'halach, he went v'avar aleha shiva neharis. He traveled the seven seas to reach this woman. V'shas harga hadavar. And as he was about to commit the sin, he heard a voice that said, Elazar ben Dudai ein mekamso v'tshuva. Rav Elazar ben Dudai will not be accepted in the world of repentance. Halach v'yashiv ben shnei haharim. He went and sat between the two mountains, the gvais and the hills. Amar, he said, pray for me. Armelo, they said back to him, until we ask mercy upon ourselves, we have to ask upon ourselves. And then he says, he went to Shemayim V'aretz, he went to heavens and the earth, ask upon me mercy. Armelo, they said the same thing, ad shanivakshim elachim upon you, mercy, nivakesh alatzmenu, we need to ask upon ourselves. Continues that he went to the stars and the sun and the moon, and he got the same exact response. Until we ask mercy upon ourselves, how can we ask for you? And finally he realized it's upon him. Amar ein hadavar toli el bi. This is dependent on me. Hinich roshu ben Birkov, he left his head between his knees, v'ga'a v'bechia, and he cried, ad shiyasen shmaso, until he died. Yatza baskol, the Heliaka went out for Amr and said, Rav Elazar ben Dudai muzaman l'chayilam haba. Rav Elazar ben Dudai is destined to have a patient in the world to come. So two questions can be asked on this Gemara. First of all, why does it go to the extent that he asked others to rest mercy upon him? Why didn't he just say one thing? And second, at the end, it's wonderful that a heavenly echo went out and complimented him that you are going to have a portion in the world to come. But why did he merit to have the title Rebbe? Rebbe is a title for accomplishment in Talmudic scholarship, not for someone who does repentance. I think the answer is as follows. Elazar ben Dudai, as you can tell, was a low life. And it says, if it wasn't a prostitute that he didn't attempt to do terrible things with. As so far, he was willing to travel seven seas. So you see, this person had very little morals or scruples. Nonetheless, the lesson can be taught from here is when he heard that he wouldn't have repentance, that he wouldn't be able to go to the world to come, it shocked him. So first thing it says, when he stopped and thought, why did he go to the mountains and the hills? So the commentaries explain that when it refers to the mountains, it's referring to the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. As it says in Tehillim, Medaling Haharim, when Hashem was going to redeem the Jews from Egypt, it says he jumped over the mountains in order to find merit for the Jewish people to take them out of Egypt. And with the mountains, it was the merit of the patriarchs. And the hills refer to the imahus, the matriarchs, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, and Rachel. Since these are the followers of the Jewish people, maybe they can help me. And the response is no. Then it says he went to heavens and earth. Why heavens and earth? Because, as it says in Parshas Hazinu, Hazinu Shemayim Aretz, listen, heavens and earth. Moshe Rabbeinu calls that these are the vehicles for when God gives up punishment. it's through the heavens that won't rain, or the earth won't produce the produce. So he's saying, he went to them, can you help me? And their response is, no, we can't help you. And finally he went to celestial beings. He went to the moon. He went to the sun. He went to the stars and constellations. Objects which are not even part of this world. He said, can you help me? And their response is, no. So he realized that if he wanted to make about face and to fix what he did wrong, only one being could help him. That was himself. And based on that, he realized, and he started to cry, and he died. A complete, as you see, Baal Teshuva, one who has complete heart to Hashem. And second, why was he called the title of Rebbe? This is the time of year of repentance. But we always look for precedent. So here's a precedent. Here's a person who was a lowlife. He was a nobody. Nevertheless, he got the message. You know, I am not nobody. There's nothing to me. But until I die, until I take my last breath, I can fix my ways. And that is his message to us. That even a person who feels he has nothing, a person should not be despondent. He can fix his ways. And that's why he's called Rabbi Elazar Dudai. He is the individual that teaches us. He's a teacher of the masses that even a low life can do repentance and have a portion of the world to come. Now, as we started a question, why do we say the David Shem Ori V'Yishi, which is verse 27, chapter 27? It says in the Medrash of Shachar Tov, the David Hashem Ori, and we see Ori is translated as my light. And it says in the Medrash Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is referred to in terms of the light. Why is Rosh Hashanah referred to in terms of the light? When a person in his life sins, what happens? Man is a component of a body, a guf, and a shama, a soul. A soul is a special gift that God gave to him. When a person does sins, he pollutes his soul. And his connection with the Almighty has a partition, a separation. And that which expresses light, the light of repentance, when it's able to push away that darkness which has afflicted his soul and reflects his connection to the Almighty. And by doing repentance, he is able to reconnect. And that's why we're saying this special chapter of Tehillim. It's a reminder of the David Hashem Ori, Ori the Rosh Hashanah, the light, which is representative of repentance, which can happen on Rosh Hashanah. We start the process in Elul. And with that light, we pray to the Almighty, help me God return to you. And then why is it necessarily to blow the shofar? So the Rambam, when he brings this law, the custom of blowing the shofar, so the Rambam explains that the purpose of the shofar is, it's because the Torah says so, but it also says, arouse my slumber from your sleep. When a person hears the voice of the shofar, trembles, it causes a person not just to think in his heart, I need to repent, but the voice awakes in the person a fear. The time is coming that I have to repent. And therefore, that is the reason that we blow the shofar in the month of Elul to remind us. We need to wake ourselves up. We have to repent. There's a famous Gemara in the Masechtas Yoma, Daf Teyas Amud Beis, page 9, the second side. It says as follows. It says that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of three serious averas, Gilui Raiyos, Shibus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, for committing murder, worshipping idols, and having illicit relationships. And says, why was the second temple destroyed? It says, even though the Jews learned Torah, they did mitzvahs and did chesed. Because of Sinas Chinam, the second temple was destroyed. What is the explanation of Sinas Chinam, which loosely translated is causeless hate? So that means you would assume is they didn't treat each other with proper respect. Rabbi Yonatan Eibschitz, in his classic commentary, Yoros Devash, says an unbelievable chiddush. He says as follows, it's not as you would think it was in reference to the relationship between a person and his fellow man. He said it's actually affected the relationship between a person and God. And he gives a story of a parable. If a person saw a friend drowning in the sea, what would be a person's response? You would go and jump in to save him. So he says, similarly here also, the times of the second temple, even though there was a temple, there was a tremendous, people did horrible things as far as they were willing to accept the written law, but they would not accept the oral law. And for that, many people went astray. And he says, what should have happened is that people should have gotten together and say, you people, there's two torts of being a Jew. There's the written law and the oral law. And you must keep the oral law also. And if you don't keep it, we're going to lose you to Judaism. But unfortunately, there weren't enough people who, as he said, gave rebuke. And unfortunately, that's why a lot of people are lost. So his explanation of sinas chinam is what's baseless hate, that you didn't care about your friend, that you allowed him to drown. You didn't bring him back to Jewishness to recognize the authority of the oral law. Until now, we had discussed, seemingly, that tshuva is an action between man and God. Rabbi Yonas Ravash explained to us that also is a concept, sinas chinam could also be a relationship between man and God. But I think there could be another explanation. What does it mean, sinas chinam? Sinas chinam means, as the Midrashim say, they did tremendous chesed in the days of the Second Temple. When a woman gave birth, a poor woman, the rich would come and give her firewood to keep her warm. They would help care for her. They'd bring her food. But why did they do it? They did it because they felt it was a kindness. I'm a kind person. I'm going to help you. But is that the ultimate way of performing a mitzvah? I believe the more ultimate way of performing a mitzvah is because the Almighty told us to do the mitzvah. I'm doing the chesed not because of a natural wanting to do kindness. I'm doing the mitzvah of chesed because it's a mitzvah of Hashem. And that could be that Zumar is telling us, what's a sinas chinam? Why did you help the other person? Not because you wanted to do the mitzvah properly, but because it looked bad for me if I didn't help him. People would have complained to me. That's also a sinas chinam, a senseless hate. You should have done the mitzvah because I, Hashem, told you're a Jew. You feel responsible for the fellow Jew. And that's why you love him. You should want to help him because he's a Jew like you. And it's a mitzvah for Hashem to come. Now we can conclude. Let's look at this verse in chapter 27. It says, L'David Hashem Orvi Ishi. We see L'David, that's King David. Hashem, God, Orvi, my light. Why are we saying L'David Orvi? What's L'Hashem? So it could be that's the explanation. In order to do proper teshuvah, again, we shouldn't just do tshuva because it's a thing to do. We should do the tshuva because Hashem told us to do it. That's why the language is L'David Hashem Ayri. To David, Hashem. Hashem, this is Ayri, you're my light. I want to connect to you. I want to do that which is proper. And that is the reason that we say the chapter 27 every day, twice a day, in the month of Elul until Shmini Atzeres. Have a good day.